Okay, if you've liked Colossians so far, you're going to love the next few verses. We are studying the book of Colossians. My name is Lena. The series is called Focused. We're in episode 6, Colossians 1, 15 through 17. The reason it's called Focused is that we're focusing on Jesus, and now we're hitting this song that Paul writes in the middle of this chapter about who Jesus is and how awesome he is. And so I call today's teaching, fittingly, Why Jesus is So Awesome. So let me read the verses. Speaking of Jesus, Paul writes, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Why do we love Jesus so much? Why is he so awesome? It's because it's all about him. He is the center of everything. And most people don't recognize him, but that doesn't make him any less that. And so why is Jesus so awesome? Number one, there's none like Jesus, who is the very image of God. He's the image of the invisible God. The word image is the word icon. It actually means, it's spelled E-I-K-O-N in the original language. It means icon, like I-C-O-N, a copy or a likeness. Jesus Christ is the perfect image or the exact likeness of God, which is why, remember he told Philip, I think was like, you know, show us the Father. He says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus said that about himself and he meant it. And now Paul, who by the way had seen Jesus after Jesus' resurrection, he was on his way murdering Christians. Remember the story of Paul? Can I summarize it real quick? He was literally killing Christians, and Christ met him on the road to Damascus and radically changed him. And people started saying, man, here's the guy who used to kill Christians. Now he's speaking about Jesus. And Paul was so radically changed. And most of the New Testament is written by this man who, again, was attacking the very thing that he was now writing about and suffered for it, by the way, after he gave his life to Jesus. Nero accused him of inciting opposition against Nero and put him in prison, eventually chopped his head off for that. And so what was so amazing, how did Paul's life change so amazingly? It was because he had seen Jesus, and in seeing Jesus, he had seen God. And not just the image of God, but he's called the firstborn of all creation. And what that means is the preeminent in position and rank. He has the right of inheritance. And that is just an awesome way to describe Jesus. And remember, it was the entire purpose of the book of Colossians, to bring back the focus to the church in Colossae that Jesus was, in fact, not just an eminence of God, not a form of God, but that he was indeed God become man. And because Jesus is the image of God, you don't have to wonder what God looks like or how he is, his character. You can look at the Jesus and you can know who God is. And that truth right there is what has divided people across the world for centuries now. Many do not believe that Jesus is God. They think he's just a prophet. And in 1 John, you know, of course, it says that is the sign of how you know if someone is a false teacher or a true teacher. Do you believe that Jesus is God? And he said that about himself. He taught that about himself. Of course, he defeated death and resurrected from the dead and proved, if you need proof, proved that he is indeed God. And so Paul is like, look, let's get this thing straight. Jesus is the center. He's the preeminent of all that there is. That is why he's so awesome. He's the very image of God. Number two, there's none like Jesus who rules over everything. He is the creator of all things, including the angels, things we see, things we don't see, thrones, dominions, rulers, authorities. He rules over everything. He created everything. He rules over everything. He wasn't just an angel, as the false teaching in that time suggested in that church. And by the way, what is the practical application of this to us today? Well, because he is the creator of all things, we don't have to fear anything. There's nothing that he cannot do. He was in the boat with the disciples. They were on the verge of sinking. He was sound asleep. Why? Because he knew that he was in control. And so they woke him up and said, don't you care about us? And in a second, he stopped the seas and the waves, and he stilled that. And the disciples were astounded. They knew in that moment that this was not another man, this was God. And they said, even the winds and waves obey him. And so if you're facing winds and waves today, to know that all things were created through him and for him ought to put you in a place of worship, get you on your knees and say, God, I trust you. There is nothing you can't do. And if he hasn't done it yet, it's because it's not time for it yet. You just wait on him. There is none like Jesus who rules over everything, and then there is none like Jesus who holds everything together. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. You know, sometimes you look at the culture, you look at our nation right now, you look at the world, and you go, it's a mess. It's going to fall apart. And many of us say, man, I can't wait till Jesus comes back. But can I remind you, yes, he's coming back someday. There will be peace here on earth, and we're going to live in eternity with him. I get all that. But even today, even in the midst of the worst things that are happening, he is still in control. And he has power over everything. And don't be fooled. Satan might think that he controls things here on this earth, but even Satan is under the control of Jesus Christ. He is preeminent over all things. He is God, and he is the very image of God, and the firstborn in everything. He rules over everything. He holds everything together. He is eternal. He existed before everything existed. There's reference to the Trinity as far back as Genesis 1. And because he holds everything together, you and I today can trust him with every little thing that pertains to our life, to the lives of our loved ones, to the circumstances in our nation. We can trust him. We can rest. Take a moment and meditate on that today. Remember that it is an awesome thing. Because of Jesus, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian. And what a Christian is a follower of Jesus Christ. Oh man, he is a savior to be worshipped. We're going to talk more about Jesus tomorrow. For now, have an awesome day. Tell someone about Jesus, won't you? And I'll catch you again tomorrow.